I'm John Axtell of Guildford Astronomical Society. Join me and Dave Gemitus for Stars Over Surrey. We'll be looking at recent developments in space and giving you the essential guide to sky watching in the coming month. That's Stars Over Surrey. This Friday at 7:20 p.m. on Brooklands Radio, repeated at 11 p.m. on Monday.
But before John's here at 7:20 with the Stars Over Surrey, let's join him now for a quick tip of what to look out for at 7:40 this evening in the night sky. If you've already listened to Stars Over Surrey at lunchtime, or are going to listen to the edition on Monday night, well then you can tear yourself away at 7:40 to look up into the sky.
Hello everybody. I just thought I'd mention that tonight there's going to be quite a nice, interesting and pretty pass of the International Space Station. Now I'm sure many of you will have seen the ISS go over before. However, tonight's one is nice in that it passes a very thin crescent moon and then the planet Venus. It'll look quite pretty as it goes past those two. Find a spot where you can see down fairly low to the western horizon. The space station itself effectively becomes visible about 7:40, and then by 7:42 it'll just be passing, forming a sort of triangle shape with the moon and Venus. So that's at 7:42. By 7:44, it'll be more or less overhead, and then 2 minutes later, it'll disappear, it'll fade very quickly as it goes into the Earth's shadow. So whilst you're watching, remember there are three guys up there, and it speeds along at about 17,130 miles an hour. It's got a lot of ground to cover as it goes round the world once every 90 minutes or thereabouts. So get out there, have a look and enjoy. Bye.
Dave Gemitus and John Axtell will be here with Stars Over Surrey at 7:20 tonight, and repeated on Monday at 11 p.m.